Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode one. Welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. Here we go. I'm real happy today because our guest is Kelly Caldwell.
Hey now.
He did it. There it is. We are gathered here in Icelanta, if you will. We're centered into the Veeam Community Pod, or Veeam Community Podcast is being launched within the Veeam Kickoff. Veeam Kickoff is a annual thing that we're starting to do this year. We're really, the whole Americas team gets in line for the goals of the year and we kind of go forward with it. And Kelly, as a pro partner and as a a social media personality, we had an opportunity to bring a few people in to kind of bring the community inside of Veeam, a little bit different than simply having a traditional blogger day in a normal sense, because we're not doing the one-way traffic type of session or something. So we've had quite a deal with this weather, Kelly. What do you think of the weather thus far?
It's horrible.
That's a good way of putting it.
Bottom line, I had a lot of trouble getting here. I mean, there were Veeam employees in Atlanta that couldn't get here, and we're north of Atlanta in Alpharetta. So I'm fortunate to be here. I'm very lucky. I'm thankful for the opportunity as well, but maybe next time let's do it somewhere warmer.
Right on. Well, I will say, Kelly, I got to give you props, because you were by far the most passionate guest on wanting to get here, and I really appreciate that as well. And I know just by flight offerings and schedules, and then, with the transportation on the ground, you had the biggest obstacle. So props to you.
Well, thanks.
Rock on. So, Kelly, you are a solution architect with InterWorks. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about your role and what InterWorks does, and then also that relationship to Veeam?
Sure. InterWorks is a full-service IT consulting company. We do everything from desktop support, server support, virtualization, storage, data visualization, business intelligence, web development, software development, pretty much anything IT we do. And we like to say that we do IT better. With the virtualization offering, we had a lot of challenges when customers would ask us, how do you back up your virtual environment? And we found that answer with Veeam. So we have become Veeam evangelists, Veeam pro partners, love the product, and I can't personally wait to see what comes up next, because things like vPower have just really changed the game for me and my customers, as well as the whole virtualization industry.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, because there is definitely a lot of Veeam love and some hype or interest or whatever. And myself, I'm new to Veeam myself. I'm only a few weeks in at this point, but that was an observation I had even before I started. There is definitely interest with Veeam. It's community is a big thing with this company, and I really appreciate that. And thus far, I'm having a blast. So this is kind of cool. This podcast, by the way, let's take a quick moment and just talk about what the podcast is. Again, Kelly, thanks for coming, and you are an example of what we're going to try to do here. We're going to focus on a number of things, and I tried to be slick and tried to be smart and outline these by letter. So I have my four C's of the Veeam Community Podcast, and one of those is community. Okay, so we're going to focus on people in the community that represent the interests of Veeam. Okay, this is not Kelly, you and I both have been on Virtumania and some other podcasts. It's going to be a little bit different, but we are focusing on the community of Veeam. Okay, and virtualization as a whole. We are focusing on the channel. Veeam's very focused on the channel and our partner, those, the business model. So we're going to work through those to bring those people into the Veeam Community Podcast to really, tell their story and explain what we offer as a company, what the channel and the partner system feels like, from their local perspective. We're going to talk with customers. Okay, customers are end all be all, and if you're a customer, definitely reach out to me or Doug Hazelman, that we can work on getting you onto the podcast, and I'll give some contact information for the podcast later on. And the fourth C is cool Veeam products, so I had to put a C in there. So that's kind of the objective on what we're trying to do with this podcast.
That's like a diamond thing, cut clarity, color, and
cost.
So
There's five, isn't there?
I don't know.
Not that I'm in the market of diamonds frequently. Cut, color,
clarity.
I'm worried about the cost.
Right. So what we're doing here is we're associating beam with diamonds.
No, yeah, it's not like that, is it? No, it's not like that. Okay. Anyways, we'll think about that. And one of the things that's also important on the podcast, I want to just take a moment here, is that we, as Veeam, as the podcast, we're really big on disclosure, and take a moment to talk about the podcast in general. In general, the people that show up on this podcast are not sponsored, endorsed, paid, or anything like that in any way. It's a community gesture. You know, I'm taking time out of people's busy agenda. That type of thing. So it's usually a free endeavor, unless we say otherwise. And I'll actually say otherwise for this particular case, because of the Veeam kickoff, Veeam did sponsor the airfare for Kelly and a couple other members of the community to come on site. And it's just a direct, you know, we paid for the airfare, transportation, hotel. Very nominal, nothing extravagant, real similar to business in general, but, you know, it's just a matter of disclosure, and it's important to us.
And the disclosure here, you know, you didn't bring me here specifically for this podcast.
Right.
This podcast could have happened remotely, anything else. For the people who don't know, I sat in on a panel with a few other folks today in front of, you know, the entire Veeam Americas crew that is here, and had the opportunity to talk about two of the C's, you know, the community and channel partners at the same time, talk about how our role affects you know, how we fit in the Veeam and how it affects our customers, and then also take questions from the Veeam audience on how we do business and how what they do helps us or works for us.
What was your, you know, what was your thoughts on that? Because no offense to myself, I didn't really prep you for that. I just kind of said, here's the agenda, and before you know it, you're sitting on stage for two separate questions, mic'd up and everything.
And a camera pointing at me. Yeah, so thanks, Rick.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to you about the next one later.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't have any idea what to expect. I didn't know what I was getting into, but it was very cool. It was very casual. You know, everything was easy, and it was just kind of like talking like we are now, except there were a whole bunch of strangers in front of me. So to me, it's always nice to be able to express how we do business and the things that make sense for us, and share how we see how it makes sense for our clients as well, which is, you know, ultimately the end goal.
For sure, for sure. And I think, you know, people within Veeam, they walked up to me after the session like, wow, that was great stuff, you know, because it's the perspective, it's the community. Again, it's a big thing, and we really appreciate your feedback. You know, this is a tool that Veeam uses internally to kind of, you know, equip the staff to do what they need to do. Technical people, sales people, marketing people, the teamwork, that's a big thing. So that's kind of the objective here. And again, Kelly, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day, you know, from your other responsibilities to be available for that. So, you know, as back to your specific role, and it was kind of cool because you are literally the IT solution, you know, the full solution for your customers, and we got a little bit of an insight to that. You know, what's back up, you know, away from Veeam, and back up, haha, joke, funny. step away from Veeam for a second. What's the bigger, you know, perception on virtualization? And you know, I don't know if you gravitate toward the medium, the small type of environment. Are there still people getting started with virtualization, going to the next step, or okay, I'm virtualized and now I need to do the rest of my stuff, virtual enhanced? What's the picture in the field that you're seeing?
It's not always a pretty picture. I mean, we go into sites where they're still completely physical. You know, virtualizing for some of the smaller clients doesn't necessarily make sense. You know, we talk about ROI and TCO, which is always going to be there, but to spend the kind of money to virtualize two or three servers may not make sense to everybody.
Sure.
Otherwise, you know, people are pretty open to it. We've at least I've heard about it, mm-hmm. just haven't done it yet. That's where I come in. Sure, let us help you. Let me show you. Let's talk about this. We see environments where they just do it for development, where they don't have their critical
sure.
servers on it, but they've got it in there, or maybe they've played with it a little bit. So it's really when I sit down and start talking about the product, about virtualization, how it works specifically with VMware, and how you can, you know, actually get better performance on virtual in a virtual environment than you can in physical in some instances. it isn't until we have those conversations that the people really, really grasp it. So, you know, going back to your comment, we get the whole gamut.
Sure.
Fully virtualized to you know, what's that?
Right on. And, you know, one of the objectives I had in my professional work experience in the mid small enterprise type of environment was, okay, we've already spent this new money or this money on this new server. It's under warranty. You know, it's fast. It's got great local storage. Got Uber amounts of RAM. You know, I don't even think, you know, you can easily buy a mainstream, like, you know, 2U server with less than like 12 gig of RAM with the new processors. You know, it's almost free, right, to go ahead and get the 12 gig, you know. So, and you know, you might only be using an operating system that can use 8 gig of it or 4 gig or whatever. So, you know, there's a lot of equipment out there that's brand new on the physical installs. It's really kind of like, well, why would I? Okay, so I mean, I could see that challenge being an issue in the small environments. I mean, do you see a lot of people trying, especially in that sandbox, you know, playing with like the free ESXi vSphere hypervisor? Do you see a lot of people toying around with it like that?
Or? We do, and it's interesting that you bring that up, because some people, you know, they poorly provision those environments, so they don't get the performance that they're expecting, and that turns them away from virtualization as a whole, because they think it doesn't work right, or it's slow, mm-hmm. or whatever. And it's actually just it's a configuration issue. It's an informational issue. It's an educational issue to the client. And it works that way with any product. You know, you can play with it, you can do whatever, but until you quote unquote know what you're doing, or you know, have somebody show you, or you know, set it up properly, you're never going to get a correct or full evaluation of the product.
Yeah, I used to always kind of, you know, it's always, you know, in the small and medium business experience, or you know, the medium and small enterprise experience I have, it was always a battle of honestly money. And I used to frequently say all virtual machines are not created equal, and you know, the logic was, don't tell me to just jam a virtual machine into the existing environment. You know, I was always frequently with a lot of virtual machines coming in trying to provision additional resources for it, lockstep capacity, if you will. So that there's a lot of battles and poorly provisioned virtual machines. That's a whole nother thing. Podcast, next episode, we'll definitely talk about that. So, you know, in your professional work experience with Interworks, what Veeam products do you use most frequently, occasionally, and you know, would you like to see more of?
Most frequently is going to be backup and replication. Obviously, that is our lead in. We want to look to lead in with themes like Veeam One, just because of the potential there. But you know, backup and replication is for me a core piece of the Veeam solution offerings. The Veeam Monitor product is excellent. I'd love to see more use in it. People, you know, they have vCenter and they have this and that, and just maybe don't understand exactly what it can do for them. So we need to really show the love and get that message out there.
Sure.
Reporter and Business View falling right up behind. You know, I had some people talk to me specifically about capacity planning in their existing virtual environment, which is something that you can do with Business View and Monitor Reporter type things. So definitely backup and replication, and like to see more on the other products.
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, in my experience again, was the backup and replication is really two core functions, or you know, collections of features that go along with that one product. Do you see a lot of replication in use, or?
Yeah, we're starting to do that, and that's definitely something that we sell and pitch as a DR solution. You know, we sell storage that does volume-based replication natively, does it very well. Perhaps your strategy needs to be a little different, to where you don't want to do the whole volume at the same time. You want to do a virtual machine that's on that volume every couple of hours versus every 6 or 12 and
sure.
Small amounts of data. You know, VMware's SRM product is very good, but it's also quite costly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for smaller clients or people who are tighter on the budget, being replication allows us, maybe not in quite such an automated fashion for recovery, but it allows us to do exactly what we need, and then the system administrators can go in and recover, you know, rather quickly in an appropriate time for their business.
Yeah, it's like, does anybody really want to push that big red button, you know,
yeah.
to launch the the managed failover. Yeah, I understood. In fact, that's something I'm working on. I'm going to have some material coming out here soon talking about that very topic. Very well timed. Hey, Kelly, I got kind of a trick for you. Every podcast has a gimmick, all right? And I haven't prepped you at all for this. So,
topic of the day.
Yeah. Well, I've got an official name for it. Let me look at my notes. It's called Three Views from You, okay? And Three Views from You is I'm going to ask you three questions that I want you to, answer just as you, the technologist, throw everything else we've been talking out the window, because one of the things we want on the community side is get to know everybody. And I've got the first question. It's kind of weird. I took this from the holidays, and if you follow the holidays, you'll say, oh, that's a softball there, Rick. But anyways, so my first question is, in your professional work experience, just as a general technologist, what was the most interesting story, job role that you've ever done thus far working with technology in your career?
Probably the one I'm at right now.
Oh, come on. Okay. Talk on.
Well, the difference is, I've got so many different hats, if you will, and I could be looking at so many different things on any given day. I focus and specialize mainly in virtualization with Interworks and storage, and it really allows me to dive into different environments and do things and do what really keeps my interest and piques my interest, and that's what I want to learn about more every day. And
gotcha.
So that's pretty interesting in that aspect. So I've had some odd. I used to work for a large enterprise, so I've got stories.
Sure.
If you want.
Oh, fishtails, bring them up. That's what I'm looking for. Fishtails, and especially it doesn't necessarily have to be now. Your current job or a past job. It's just I guess what I was looking for is like a one particular like keystone story, is something cool that was going on in your professional experience. It's like the trademark Kelly Colwell story from the past. What you got?
Well, that's probably going to be at VMworld. And I don't know if I talked about this on Virtumania or anywhere else, but when I was at VMworld, I was waiting for the SEs to show up at the booth.
Oh, that one. Yeah, tell the story. It's great. You'll love it.
So is that okay to tell?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You can edit that part.
No, I'm leaving it in.
I was at VMworld waiting for the SEs to come to the booth right after the Solutions Exchange opened, and nobody was around. There were some of the marketing and sales folks were there. And a gentleman walked up and started talking to the person, the lady. And, this person, we didn't know who he was. His badge was turned around and everything. So I happened to be staying there, and he was looking for a demo. So I gave him a demo. The product, the laptop, the machine was right there. So I gave him a demo of backup and replication V5 that I had not seen before.
Well, and actually at the time it wasn't out either.
It had not been released.
Oh,
so it was
cool.
Beta.
Okay.
It was either out
pre-release.
Yeah, it was pre-release.
Okay.
So I gave him a demo of the product I'd never seen based on my knowledge of backup and replication and how it worked and everything like that. And at the end of the demo, I asked to scan his badge. That's what they're
for. It's protocol.
It's protocol.
Yeah.
So when he turned his badge around, I saw that he was from a competitor.
Oh, wow.
And he was a VP of sales for this competitor. So, I was taken aback.
Wow, that's crazy talk, man.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, thanks for aligning it to Veeam on that. And then, the other half of my kind of three views from you, you kind of answered the second question already, is what's going on right now. And, you're just loving it in the moment. That's great. What do you look forward to in the future of technology, virtualization or more? What kind of like piques your interest? What's coming down the road that we all know about, be it Veeam or not Veeam? Just from Kelly's perspective, what kind of like gets you interested towards the future of technology? No, it's good. It's funny. You're a trailblazer, my friend, because you're the first guest on the podcast, and anybody else who joins will know that three views from you may be coming. And if you want, you can pass. You got a pass, you can throw it to me if you want.
All right. I think the cloud really needs to take some definition, and we either need to use the word and use the technology or stop using the word and figure out how we want to do. So I think that's going to be a big thing is the push to the cloud. I'm really concerned
Concerned or excited? You could be both at the same time. That's fair, too.
I meant to say more curious about where VMware is going to take it. And, you know, we hear snippets about things that are coming out with vCloud Director and these code name this and code name that.
Right.
And they always allude to some of that at PEX. So in Partner Exchange, which is coming up in February, we'll get a little bit of information about things coming down the pipe that will probably be for GA around the VMworld time, which is
sure.
when they typically release their big update announcements. So
Yeah. VMworld is, you know, having, you know, been a blogger in the past, you know, it's definitely a priority on their end to deliver announcements at VMworld. You know, same thing with the partners. Same thing with you know, the competition, really, even if you're not even related to VMworld. I remember, in fact, was it this year that was it the Apple TV?
Yep.
You know, it's like, it's not a competitor.
Three blocks away.
Yeah, but it's like, if for people that were interested in both, it was kind of like noise, you know? It was like, oh, wait, what are you doing here? Okay, well, that's important too, you know? So that's kind of cool. You know, well, thank you for that. I appreciate your perspective on that, you know? So, thus far, you know, this was a different, I'm calling it the week because the Veeam team is here for the whole week. We did have the special guests in here today, and it's not like we, you know, combed our hair and wore fancy clothes today because we adjusted the content a little bit by who was in here for the different days. But, you know, really you got access to some other material that, you know, the outsiders just wouldn't ever get to see. And, you know, you're with Veeam for a day. What was that overall experience like? You know, take away the panel where you're up on stage, but just kind of when you're taking in some of the material from the inside, what's your perspective on that?
It's been really cool, and I keep telling people that I talk to, you know, just how cool it's been for me personally. You know, people are asking to interview me. They want to talk to me and pick my brain and see how I'm doing things and what my customers are saying. So it's really neat to be able to do that. And, you know, hearing Doug and Betsy and Carrie and everybody else talk, it's really helping me see that the things that I'm saying are exactly what Veeam is saying.
Cool.
So we've got the same message, we've got the same idea, we've got a brain share going on type thing, and I know that, you know, for me I'm doing the right thing, at least as far as Veeam is concerned. And it's just a sort of general guideline around the industry on the way you present things and the way that you have strategies for this and strategies for that, and this is the way that you deal with this type of thing. And just to hear, you know, the folks from Veeam kind of reiterate the same thing is really cool.
So it's a good thing that we're all saying A and the rest of the world's going A as well. I guess that would be a good thing. No, that's cool. Yeah, you know, and I, you know, myself being new to working for a technology company, this has been kind of a cool, you know, view into the company. Okay, you know, we haven't dived deep on the products. I'm excited tomorrow because we're going to do that. We're going to split a little bit. You know, the sessions thus far were really whole company. Okay, whole Americas. Let me rephrase that. And then tomorrow there's a split where we're going to dip into like the technical side, and then the sales side will go into their tools as well. And I'm excited. I'm going to go through the technical tracks and pick up on some new stuff that we are working on. So I'm really excited about that.
I may have to hide under a chair or something.
Hey now. Whoop, I slipped. I don't know about that. So I don't think that was approved as far as content, because I think we're going to jump into some specifics about the products that are definitely not something that we had planned on making available to the public. Because we have to be careful. We have Greg Neerman is here, InfoSmack superstar, if you will. And we had Joshua Townsend here from VMtoday.com. We had another blogger who, Steve Beaver, was unable to make it. I tell you, this weather really cramped the logistical delivery, if you will, for this. And, you know, I've traveled a lot. You travel a lot, too. So it's like you're getting to be a pro at the tools, you know, with your phone and the internet to rebook and kind of make a judgment call. But once you walk out on that ice road, all bets are off. I mean, or in your case, drive. On Monday night, I had to go see and check it out. I wasn't so sure about all this, so I walked 3 miles in the ice to go check it out. Yeah, it was pretty bad. If you don't treat a road, it's not going to do too well. On the other hand, this is a once-in-a-decade type of winter event, is what they're saying. So, Well, now let's start wrapping it up a little bit. So, you know, Kelly, thanks again for being on episode one of the Veeam Community Podcast. And I mentioned earlier, I'm going to talk a little bit about the podcast. If you're a customer or otherwise interested, I'll check you out. And being on the podcast, you can send an email. It goes to me as well as Doug Hazelman, but go ahead and send it to podcast@veeam.com. Of course, that's veeam.com. And you can follow information on the podcast at the Veeam blog at veeam.com/blog. And my name is Rick Vanover. You can follow me on Twitter at Rick Vanover. And Kelly, what is your Twitter handle?
It's just KCULW, so at KCULW.
Okay, that's right. It's an easy one. You must have joined early.
Not really, but I was just trying to keep it short.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea, you know, because like I got like 10% of my tweet, you know, donated to my name.
Right.
And then you only have one vowel in there. That's also a good idea too, you know. And Interworks. Tell me a little bit about Interworks. You know, where are they based? That kind of stuff.
We're based out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. We have office in Oklahoma City as well, and then we have employees spread kind of around the country in different places. And we actually have an employee in Germany who relocated over there.
Rock on. Cool. And that's interworks.com. And you've been known to make blog appearances there as well as Virtual Insanity.
Yep.
Well, cool. Kelly, thanks again. This is episode one. Hope to have you back again.
Thanks, Rick.
Cheers.